Everybody, well, today is Wednesday, and the date is November 12th, 2014. We'll clear away some energies from everybody that maybe caused some situations, problems, concerns, maybe some pain energy. Well, let's first do emotions. Oh, think of an emotional situation that you've had more recently here. We'll clear the energy. Here we go. So, releasing that one particular scene from you, on with the drama. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's now do a pain energy release. Here we go, releasing pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The light beams now. Well, let's bring up the male light beam. So bring that up on your monitor screen. Only have one light beam, then it'll just be the male energy coming through for you. Here we go. Male energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. This is actually peace energy coming to you. Non-gender now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do the female energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, everybody. Of our special calls this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are now with our healing intensives, so available for you if you'd like to do that. And I'll just turn it over to our co-host, Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am, Ron. Hi, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Very happy to be here. Look forward to answering all of your questions. We have some in the email, and if you'd like to send an email, I have it open tonight. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. To reach Ron, you want to write to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And on there, you will find lots of information and many free healings. So if you're new to Creation Lightship, I suggest you check that out. You will be happy that you did. So thank you, Ron, and thank you for activating those light beings. And you have said, of course, we're receiving peace from that, and that feels wonderful. And you have said that while we're listening to the show, we're out of time. But we've had some requests recently for people that would love to have increased clarity so that they really feel that they can absorb everything you say and get the most they can out of our short shows that we have here. So can you kind of give us all a little clarity?
Well, let's see. I guess it's good to listen to the archives because you may get a different perspective on what we're talking about on some of the shows. Sometimes as we bring up subjects and topics, or just basic information, mind may not want to accept it completely. So you may not hear all that we're talking about. So that's why the archives are so good. So if you hear something during a show that you're over again, you know, you could either tell us if you wanted to have some clarity on that, maybe talking a little bit more, maybe we just breeze the subject and wanted to hear more, but we didn't do that. If you're in the moment completely, you may not fully understand what we're talking about, so take some notes because you may not have the memory of what we're talking about because peace energy doesn't hold on to the past and the future. It's only in the now. So from there, you may want to, you know, not be so much in peace so you can have some of the duality energies that you're dealing with, and that's the way the mind works is in duality, so you're able to have a record of what you're listening to, you know, mentally. Sometimes the mind loop problem could come in where they hear a word and you get taken off sideways because the aliens heard a word that we talked about and didn't want you to understand it, so they blocked your memory. That doesn't normally happen on the programs, but it could happen. So the main thing is just to maybe just jot down some notes. And I'll do a mind loop clearing. If there's some word that you are using all the time, time is a good one. Let's just clear the word time because very hard to talk about anything, and we have to use the word time continuously because we are referencing time here. Let's clear the time out, and this would be like the keyword intercept, which is a free clearing on the website, alien keyword intercept. So let's get rid of that word time. So here we go, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And another word that might be used a lot is maybe the word darkness. We talk about darkness and aliens and things, and maybe that might have some trigger points in you, maybe the newer listeners. Or maybe you heard some shows and you realize that, gee, these actions that Ron is talking about and the way they do that, or the way you could feel like pinpricks in your feet at night or something under attack, and you finally got the realization, wow, that's happening to me. Well, maybe, right, maybe this is the way I can relate to it now, is that this is what's happening to me. There you go on the alien attack page and get that taken care of. It'll help out a whole bunch, but a lot of times people are just oblivious to what's going on. They don't know what's happening. And at one point, you know, that might be kind of good sometimes, but you know, when it's interfering with your life, stuck in a pattern that's negative, you don't know how to get out of it, then it's good to know what's happening to you, and you know, we have solutions on the website. That's the whole process, is once you get aware of something, then, you know, it takes a little while to understand what's happening. It may not be too pleasant at first because you have an experience that you've been experiencing and you just don't like it. You want to be abducted, and once you kind of realize that, you go, oh, no. So anyway, let's just put the word abduction, I guess. That'd be the word here, so the A word. So here we go, clearing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's probably about it, I think. I think that's the good word to clear. So back to you, Ann.
You reminded me, Ron, because of, you know, when people listen to this show, what might be disturbing. What about also clearing the word alien for us?
Sure, okay, alien. So here we go, releasing that energy. So, one, two, three, four, kind of heavy there, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Thank you, Ron. And I was wondering, too, if you could clear the dates, because yesterday was 11-11. Today is 11-12. Tomorrow, well, and 14, 11-12-14. Tomorrow will be 11-13-14. I guess you can't clear tomorrow, but maybe Friday we could do that. So could you maybe clear 11-12-14 for us?
Oh. Let's just clear today good. So
okay.
That's where you're living is in today. And the mind control patterns that you're having tomorrow, that'll be a different situation. And I can't clear that whole day for you because the day isn't here yet. It's not in the now, but I can clear the now here. When you're outside of that now, then you're on the timeline. I can do a clearing for that. So we'll clear the much as we can for 11-12. So here we go. Send the energy stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, just see if those numbers and the date cleared here, the 12th, 11-12, helped you out. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I didn't even think of it till I clicked on a calendar yesterday, and I thought, I wonder if the aliens pick a date like that and try some hocus-pocus on us, you know. And other people might, because of work and stuff, have to you know, write the date a lot or look at the date a lot and that kind of thing. You know, I don't even, but I noticed it. So thank you for clearing that for us. Okay, we have a really nice email. It's long, and which is fine. Don't hesitate to send us long emails, but because it's long, I'm going to, you know, edit it out a little as I talk. So the first thing is the person has a question, which this has come up before. When you go to buy a healing, it tells you at the bottom to click on PayPal. And people say, oh, I don't have a PayPal account. Now what do I do? Well, when you click on PayPal, it does allow you, you don't have to actually have a PayPal account. It will allow you to use your Amex or your Visa, MasterCard, whatever else card you have. So don't be afraid of clicking on that PayPal account. And if you have more questions about that, just write to us again, and I'll try to send it back in an email. So this person had that question and then goes on to say that they had, there's a couple of parts to it. They had a job that they lost. This person feels that they always want to do the best they could at their jobs, but the coworkers I've worked with told me I make them look bad because I'm not being lazy. That was a first. And then the person refused to hire me for a permanent job. She would really like to get a job in a place that has high integrity. And she feels that she has a high moral background and wants to do the best she can, of course. So she's left with feeling like she tries really hard and is doing a good job and doesn't get hired. It sounds like maybe she started as an intern or a temp and then hoped to be hired, and they didn't hire her because she made the other people look bad. And I think that this is important because it echoes for a lot of people that are feeling nervous or even desperate, you know, over their finances and really in fear of survival, Ron. And I thought that perhaps, well, if you had anything to say about that specific situation that a woman's going through.
Boy, what I would do, probably the way it sounds, you know, I would go in and clear away on the psychic billboard, that situation. That's what I would recommend doing.
Excellent.
It sounds like to me their psychic billboard is just mentioning that they have a, you know, that maybe they can't get hired full time. That could be a possibility. Going out something here, you know, and people are reading that, so that's what's happening. Also do the psychic billboard for having a job that you're not competing with people.
As great
it sounds
idea.
Like possibly will think that you're competing with them. So by reversing it over, then you can know that you're not competing and drawing people around you. I think that you're competing with them, making them look bad. That's probably on your psychic billboard. What I would do is do that clearing psychic billboard and get rid of that stuff.
And if I could just throw in there, the psychic billboard costs $20 for a month. It's a very powerful clearing. I'm assuming this person can get online, and they want to do the emotional body clearing. They haven't done it yet, but they could do the billboard clearing in the meantime. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
And I know you've said also that people could do the death barcode clearing, which is a little less than the whole life, depending on how old you are, I guess. And another thing, I'm not sure this person's aware of how many free healings are on Ron's website. And earlier, Ron mentioned the alien keyword, and I think that might help this person a lot as well, to just put in maybe even some of the names of the people that she worked with because she also, she goes on to say she feels a lot of negative energy coming from her immediate family. And I'm wondering if she just put some of those names and former employers and coworkers' names into alien keyword, that might take some of that energy off of her.
Yeah, it might do that. Yeah, I think it's still on your billboard, though. So I think the billboard is where I would focus on.
Right, and try to get a spirit integration going for yourself. I think that would be really helpful. And then, Ron, on the last show on Monday, you started to talk a little bit about the mind looping clearing and mind loop and what that is. And I was thinking about all the things that when people are feeling financially nervous, it's a mind loop, isn't it? Because it strikes us really deeply. It's our survival. Like, we think we're going to die or be homeless or starve. You know, it really hits us deep. So I was wondering if we could sort of clear out some of those mind loop situations. Is mind loop the correct thing for clearing that away from you?
The mind loop is like a reoccurring thought that you keep having. So that would be something like you're not good enough, or you keep hearing the same words over and over again in your head. It has to do with cycling and hearing the same thing over and over and over again. Can't get rid of that haunting voice in your head, in a sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the mind loop one is good for.
Great. Could we do a few of those, Ron? A sample of some of those things?
Well, you need to think of a word, I guess. So everybody has a word that they use or they don't use, but they do find themselves having it. So it's not hard to say what to do. But think of a word, and I can clear that. Oh, here we go. You know, maybe one of the words is like, you know, you always want to have dessert. You eat your meal, then all of a sudden you get the word about, you know, what's for dessert. And maybe you don't like really having dessert. Or maybe, for instance, you have wine with every meal. That's kind of an automatic thing, and that kind of pops out of your mouth, like, where's the wine or something, you know? And so that could be mind looping pattern that you keep doing. And you may not even like the pattern, but it's still with you. It's normally just reoccurring words that you can't get rid of. Not going to loop, but here we go. Well, this works out. So think of that one word. We'll do two different words, but we'll do one at first here. So here we go. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that should help out somewhat there, so. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. And I forgot, I wanted to start with someone wrote, Dear Ron, thank you so much for the clearings you did on Monday's show. I actually have a new body part in me, in my heart, and I felt that clearing that you did very powerfully. So thank you for that, they're saying.
Great.
Okay, and another one from the other day, I guess someone wrote in or called in and said that they were off since the daylight savings time. I think they said they kept waking up too early, if I recall. And so we have someone with the opposite or another issue what to do if my day feels so short since daylight savings time. I know you already discussed this a bit regarding waking early. I am waking at the same approximate time I always did, but I feel like my days are about 3 hours long.
Boy, that's a good one. Do you have any suggestions that you can pull out of the hat?
No, it's interesting. I know I am still just shocked that it myself that it's dark now. I actually think a storm is coming because I think it's getting cloudy, and then I'm like, it's just getting dark now. So I don't know, why would a person's perception of time speed up? Time isn't real. I'm going to assume this person is, doing clearings and connected to the light ship, so they're more in the now. Maybe it's a good thing. But I guess if it depends on how, I don't know how it's netting out in this person's life. Do they feel they're not getting enough things done or things they wanted to get done? Or are they just in the now very powerfully? Maybe it's a good thing. Do you feel your days go by fast, Ron, as a light being in the now all the time?
If you're going by quicker, yeah, it does. That's not good, but yeah, it does go by quicker.
Hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I would just think constantly commanding to be on the CLS now timeline of light, being in the now, being heart-centered, would give you a balanced feeling of time.
Uh-huh. I would say so.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go back to our emails. Somebody said regarding timeline crashes, this has been here a few days. I don't know if it's been read. I've been having good results from timeline crashing my pineal gland. In it, a calcified state. And I'm not sure what that means. Maybe it was in a calcified state and they're opening it up, and also has closed their third eye. So that's a great idea. Do you want to talk about timeline crashes a bit, Ron, and how you could maybe use it to close off your third eye?
The timeline crashes, you could use it for that. Normally, it's for situations that you're dealing with, but you could use that for that. So, we could do that, I guess. We'll do a timeline crash and see how you feel. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And in case you're a new listener, Ron has said that there are many New Age teachers that will tell you to open up your third eye, so you can see more deeply into other dimensions and see things. And Ron has cautioned us that that isn't fun at all. Right, Ron?
That'd be too good.
Yeah. No. Okay. Somebody wrote in to say, I wake up each day with a feeling of dread for the day. What is your take on that? And then maybe we could have a sample healing for that, Ron.
Okay, let's do a clearing for that here. So here we go. One, releasing the energies. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, pretty good. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to add that, you know, I think we tend to still think in terms of our emotions, and this person might think, oh, I'm, you know, I'm depressed or something, and I really believe if you wake up with a feeling like that, that something is from outside of you, like it's courting or parallel lives or something, and you need to immediately crash all timelines as soon as you wake up. Make that be the first thing you say out loud. I command all timelines I may have gotten on be crashed immediately, and I am only on the CLS now timeline of light. Do you get that feeling, Ron, that it's something that's going on while she's sleeping?
Very possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, another question. When we do weekend intensives, are we held in quarantine for the whole month?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and can you, again, Ron, in case people are new, can you just explain what quarantine on Creation Lightship is?
Okay, well, what happens is during, you know, the first Sunday call, we go to the quarantine room, and this is where they work with you, find the bits and pieces of you that have been stolen by the aliens, along with getting rid of the critters that are inside of you. So we get rid of the critters and look for parts of you that may have been stolen. So two things actually happen. So you're there all the time. On the Sunday calls, you can request healing on the light ship throughout the call. But after that, the call is over, no longer in the light ship for the healing. But you are in quarantine, different areas. Quarantine is where you're on for the complete month. Off of that, when the next session starts, don't sign up for the next one. So you're in it for like basically a month time until the next 8-hour call comes on. Hour calls, and we have a break, and we do three more. So that's kind of the way the whole process works. Very, very, well, once you're on the calls, you're going to go, wow, this is incredible. As you are having your body getting worked with completely. I don't know what you don't know. And then all of a sudden, maybe you have something that left you, an ache or pain or something, and you wonder, wow, that's really fabulous because now I feel better. But that's the process, and you're on the calls continuously. In the light ship continuously, having the quarantine energies working with you, work with until, you know, you're off in a month. Find changes happening to you without you even realizing it. Process of being on the light ship. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And the same listener who asked the question about quarantine said, the radio shows and archives are a benefit each day. Thanks. So thank you, listener. We appreciate that a lot. Okay. Okay, this is an interesting email, Ron. This just came in. Ron, I would like to meet with some good aliens. Can you put the word out about this and assist in this happening?
I cannot do that, no.
Okay,
I won't do that because I haven't found any that are good yet. And, you know, that's the whole process. You don't know what their agenda is. I'm working with some that are here to get rid of the people and the alien shapeshifters inside of people that have problems. But I always have some type of agenda down the road, you know. But right now, they're getting rid of aliens and people here that cause them problems. But other than that, as far as trying to find a quote-unquote a good alien out there, no, I wouldn't suggest even looking for it or even putting the information out. Help to think about it because they have troubles, so don't even bother. I don't know what you're going to be getting.
And we just don't want to be traveling around outside of ourselves, right, Ron? We want to keep our spirits and our bodies. Be here now means be here on Earth now only, correct?
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Another question, Ron. How many timeline crashes do we do for one dream?
Depends how you felt in that dream, okay? That's another way of stating that is, was it a really bad dream for you? Were you horrified? Up in a cold sweat or something? Also, that's a, you know, look at it, you know, how bad was it to you? Was an awful, awful dream, then yeah, you may want to do a lot of timeline crashes. How many? I would say do at least 100 of them. That stuff off of you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And here's an interesting question. I think recently, or it may have been Saturday night about when we went to the light ship, you were talking about harmonics, and this listener says, what do even harmonics sound like, and could you give us a sample?
Well, if you just took even harmonics would be... if you've ever heard somebody playing a guitar and it doesn't sound quite right, hurts your ears and makes your, you know, body kind of wince when you hear it, that's not harmonics. Harmonics is like on the chalkboard, the chalk kind of skips across and makes that noise. Not harmonics would be somebody who's singing, say, out of tune. That's what odd harmonics are. Human harmonics is just everything flowing effortlessly and smoothly. That's the difference. So you could probably just somebody who's singing who doesn't sound very good, and they're not sounding good because probably hitting odd harmonics and they're not harmony with the next note. That's kind of how I would, you know, say that. Do you have anything else to add to that, Ann?
No, you know, I guess it's if you feel good in your body and you're at peace, you're probably not hearing uneven harmonics. If you, for instance, I live on a kind of busy road and I sometimes hear sirens, and it usually doesn't bother me because I feel they're distant or, you know, I'm away from them. But if I'm outside and all of a sudden someone, a siren comes on, or I'm walking and I hear something like a jackhammer, that can really throw you off. So that would be uneven. Maybe you could give us a sample run and clear an uneven harmonic if someone was startled by something or heard an unpleasant sound.
In fact, even car horns are probably going to be that way. If you only had, that's why you have two horns. If you just heard one horn, it would probably be fine because it's all one note at one frequency. So that would be, that's even harmonics. But when you have two car horns together, then they sound awful. That's the same with sirens, you know, it's to get your attention. So that's one way to look at it, too. So we'll do a clearing here. So think of, and the energy is still with you, so think of the last time you had a siren back east, you probably hear them all the time. you know, because they're all around. Other places, you don't really hear them too much, but dark area, they're around. You hear a siren at least probably every half an hour, maybe more so, but we'll just say every half an hour you hear it. People honking their horns. But, you know, so just think of the time that you heard maybe a siren, or it could be somebody honking their horn. You may not remember, but you can kind of say, oh, yeah, I think I heard something maybe a week ago. But we'll just take that time, clear that energy from you, because it's going to affect you. Here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feeling better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, that should feel great, everybody. And let's do the other, either the siren or a horn again. Do the other one that you've heard, okay? So whatever one you chose, pick the other one now. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we could probably have a caller if somebody wants to call in. Well, that would be fine. But he has a comment on how they feel now. So back to you guys.
Okay, Ron, thanks for doing those clearings. That was very nice. I think everyone has experienced that. As I said, sometimes it doesn't bother you at all, and then other times, you know, and it'll take you out of your body even. So that's not good. Okay, another listener had a problem upon waking. They woke up and felt paralyzed, couldn't move or speak. Tried to do the mind-to-heart drop, which was good instincts, but nothing would come out. So what is going on there, Ron?
Well, you probably woke up, you weren't connected yet, so you just weren't here, this dimension, we'll call it, make it real simple. So your body, you got awake, but you didn't have anything to connect with you, because your spirit probably was in the beyondo. And or you were not completely made yet, okay? And the alien race that was bringing you back to experience your life for 10 minutes did not have you hooked up completely. So you're still, you know, kind of still being baked, we'll say. Sometimes that can be very, very scary because you move your eyes around, but you can't talk. You really can't move too much. And you just feel like you're kind of imprisoned body. And sometimes you don't even have any thoughts. Really can't speak. Your program that you have in you, that they gave you, just isn't activated yet. You know, you're still being in the oven, you know. You're not created all the way yet. So this gets back to being changed out every 10 minutes, you know, by another alien race controlling you. And that's probably what happens, is that you're just not here. You opened your eyes too soon, or they had everything going. Maybe you just had a beginner programmer, or, you know, the phone factory. Maybe they went on strike for a little bit, and you got brought here accidentally. You opened your eyes and were ready to, you know, complete the process so that you'd be live and wiggling here. Only got part of the download, and the rest of it wasn't here yet. Or their creative download wasn't fully in place. It would be very weird if you were to wake up, look, and you did not see maybe, you know, you looked at your feet or your legs, and you could see them, maybe your head's up on the pillow, and they didn't exist yet. That would be very scary. And then all of a sudden you'd see them, whoop, there they are. And then you'd wake up, or get more consciousness and be able to move. Oh, I got legs now. Oh, well, that's what happens. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And the same listener said, apparently she sees orbs also, you know, in her room, and now there's a white light coming down from her ceiling. Is that some kind of alien presence in her room?
Oh, boy. I wouldn't like that myself too much. I would probably change rooms and sleep in a different room for a while until that light goes away.
Okay. Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, someone wrote in. Hi, Ron and co-host. Clearings have helped me to release timelines, cords, and restrictions to have more of my spirit to use in everyday issues effectively. I changed from a blocked drain that was stagnated to a drain that now runs smoothly, straight, and true. That's what the clearings have done for me.
Very good.
The healings are wonderful, and that's why I really hope that one listener was listening tonight and will do that billboard clearing and not feel that they have to wait till, you know, they have the money. Of course, it'll be great for, it's great for everyone to do the emotional clearing. It's very important, but you can, in the meantime, help your life a bit with the timeline crashes and the billboard clearing, the death barcodes. And someone's asking, how does the one-week timeline crash work? There's no place to put in the subject. Okay, I'm not sure there is a place to put in the subject. Maybe you just need to scroll down a bit, and there's a box. You put your name, of course, at the top. And
there's always something there that you enter.
Right, exactly. And you first, there's a drop down where you can choose an emotion to clear, and then there's a space for what do you want to clear, and another space to clear dreams, or one dream, I believe it is, and you just put it in a brief description of a dream that you recall. So if you need more help with that, listener, you can send an email. Again, to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll try to help you a little more with your timeline crash question. Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering if they're not getting in to the timeline crash correctly. So I'll write this person an email. I think I might know what's happening. All righty. Someone wrote in, Ron, that when you cleared the sounds, the negative sounds or uneven harmonics, that they recalled hearing air raid sirens when they were young. That came back to them. So that was probably a really valuable clearing for them.
Yeah, because that's taken their energy. Remember, everything that you've experienced in one lifetime, or even in the last week, whatever you've seen, physically or hurt, that energy is still with you. Because you haven't cleared it. So you want to kind of look at, you know, the situations that you're dealing with. Were you involved with a really negative situation? Maybe you saw something, we'll just say like a car accident, okay? And so, you're right there and, you know, been there, done that. And but it's still with you. So you may want to look at that situation and do a timeline crash on it so that it is out of your reality now, because it could reoccur and be with you. So for the first time listener, it may sound kind of weird. You know, you mean that, you know, you can say, oh, I see things every day. You mean I got to clear everything out of my life? Well, only ones that you think may, you know, come back to you or may give you a situation happening. Because it will do that. It'll recycle. And if it's locked into your DNA and you want it you know, you connected to it, then all of a sudden you're going to have a situation to bring forth that energy back to you over again. So it's already now in your energy field, so you probably want to get rid of it. That's what I can say is do that and get it out of your life. If you saw something or, you know, you're involved with something that wasn't really good, that you wish, you know, you're glad that you're out of it now, but you may not be out of it completely. Back to you.
Yes, and that really illustrates how wonderful it is, Ron, when you do these samples for us on the radio show. One person has an issue, but everybody can be helped in some way in their own individual lives. It doesn't have to be the exact thing. You know, maybe nothing sound-wise has bothered that person in years, but that one thing came back from their childhood. So that's really wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Someone on the fast chat wrote in, you can quit your family if you don't like the DNA vibes and it's a nuisance. That's your choice to be able to quit it. And that's true. We get a lot of emails about people having different problems with people in their lives. And I think they sometimes confuse love with obligation. So thank you, listener. You don't have to hang around with anybody, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's, at first it's kind of hard to hear, but from then on, you know, sometimes people's families are not the greatest things to be around, you know. We have a choice, and just do your emotional healing, and, you know, you'll be able to probably walk away from situations that... I think we got a caller.
I think we do. Hello, do we have a caller on the line? Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I had a question for Ron. I've been thinking about some of the timeline stuff that you've been talking about today. And I had a question about, I guess this relates to the forces, I guess, that try to control it. What dimension are most of these, I guess, these things living in so that they're able to see us? Like, are they in like the fifth or sixth or seventh dimension or something?
That's hard to say. Remember, they're out of time a lot of times. Time again, and they control time, so they don't really have to be really anywhere as far as the dimensional energies that we're talking about. Here we break it down into energies, you know, and dimensions. So I think most people kind of assume there's maybe, we'll just say 12 dimensions, just for the number 12, okay? And they may have a lot more than that. And they may have ones that you just can't see into.
Wow. So you know, when you say, oh, go ahead.
It could be hundreds of dimensions, okay?
Wow.
Hundreds of dimensions could be what's affecting you because they're dealing with the timeline situation for those dimensions.
Wow.
Okay, so you may think that we're like on the third dimension here. That's what they tell us anyway. But you could be somewhere else entirely with them on other dimensions. You could be taken into, like, we'll just say you think you're in the third here. We'll just say you could be taken to the third dimension, number 87, okay? We don't know there's a number 87, but, three subcategory 87, you know? You could be taken there. We can't see there. All we can do is see what we have here. Now, people are able to sense ghosts around them or you know, see things walking. You're actually seen in another reality, but remember, those aliens are there. And, you know, you can see them in any type of cloud formation, see their faces, and you can also see, like I was talking about in other shows, since now we're seeing some war footage off and on, you can also look at some of that where there's blown up buildings and things where it's really like a black cloud coming up, and you can just keep hitting your pause button and probably every third of a second, you're going to see the cloud, the smoke rise up and see faces, and they'll change, and more faces are there. Well, they're at ground level. So, you know, what are you doing, you know, when you're walking around? What are you, what alien races are you walking through? And it's probably true for them, too, you know. Everybody is on a different, you know, in the matrix, on a different level of consciousness.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about that, and I was just wondering, like, when a person leaves their body and their spirit, does I was always wondering, does the spirit automatically get, like, some type of a seeing mechanism back where they can see, like, all of the other dimensions? Because I was always asking the question, so why people come back, you know?
You come back only because you're forced to. No longer in light. The ascension time only happens once every 2,000 years. So, you're stuck because you're in darkness, and you only have one gateway out of here every 2,000 years. I could talk about dimensions a little differently here. So, let's just use dimensions as like we're talking about, the, you know, the horns and the sirens, okay? That's another dimension in a sense. You can't see it, but you can hear it. What about the wind, okay?
Yeah.
Go outside, and you can't really, how do you, you know, you can get blown, your hair can get blown and see leaves moving around and trees moving, but really have no other sense. Hey, you know, you know, this is the wind. Well, that's a whole other dimension to you. Maybe if you were in the wind energy, you might see fabulous colors and everything else, but you're not there. But you're just reacting to it, having a reaction. And it could be a tremendous type of energy. You know, what's making the wind move? Well, nobody knows, you know. But yet you have a response from it. So that's the whole thing, is these dimensions overlap. Process of things that happen to us in a positive way and also negative.
But since spirits can be taken off to any other dimensions, what's keeping our spirit from being able to see those particular ones? Is there like a blocking mechanism, or are we just...
Oh, you know, your spirit might even see them.
Oh. You
know? And your body's taken there, too. It's that sometimes they block out the memory. Don't have that consciousness of remembrance.
Wow.
Oh, you know, it's meditated. Oh, you may wake up someday. In fact, maybe people listening here, maybe even yourself, you wake up one morning and you go, man, I'm tired. Oh, I thought I didn't have any good sleep, but I didn't wake up. Well, what were you doing when you were sleeping? You're off somewhere else doing something. And then sometimes you go to sleep and you wake up, but it's like you only slept for like 5 minutes. And, it's, you know, the alarm's going off and you go, wow, that's really quick. I don't know what happened there. I just went to sleep and I woke up and I'm fully rested. Other times you could be, you know, waking up, you know, every couple hours wondering what's going on. Well, you're out probably doing something somewhere else in the beyond, though. Hopefully it's something that you want to do. Other than that, you know, you're not in control of your reality. It's the hardest thing for people to understand. Nice to say, you know, that you are, but and once you live in timelines and are abducted onto timelines, living parallel lives, then that's the problem that people have here. Not your fault, it's just that you're being controlled. So our show's about...
I was wondering...
We need to end in about a minute or two here.
I was just wondering. I'll ask it on another show. I won't take too much of your time.
Okay, great. Thank you. And you want to close the
thanks
show?
Thanks for the answers.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, Ron, once again, it is time to end our show. Show was terrific tonight. Maybe just a mind to heart drop before we go.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart so you can become peaceful and off of timeline. So here we go. And you're in the now. So dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1, commanding your spirit to do this for you. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you, and see you later. Blessings.
Bye, all.